Exclusive, GAI Commissioner Candidate Tyler Harper. Biden is affecting the agricultural business across the country. By Jacob Bliss on February 19, 2022. Candidate for Georgia Agriculture Commissioner. State Senator Tyler Harper told Breitbart News Saturday that President Joe Biden is hurting the agriculture industry across the country, and that he is running to help Georgians who are in agriculture. Harper, born and raised in South Georgia, said, "Every Georgian is affected every day by the Ag Commissioner for multiple different perspectives to ensure that your food is safe and secure." He added that Georgia has been named the number one state for business for 8 years in a row. The Republican explained that as the state has been the number one state for business for its economy, agriculture drives a lot of our state's economy. You know, one in seven jobs is involved in agriculture, he further explained. Almost all 11 million Georgians that are in our state have, in some way every day are, affected by the agricultural industry and affected by the Agriculture Commissioner's office. Whether you're a farmer-producer, producing our state's food, fiber, and shelter on a day-to-day basis, from row crops to livestock to the timber industry and others, or if you're going in the grocery store, to buy food for your family to cook or you're sending your kids off to school, to consider ensuring that they have that nutritious meal when they get to school. He explained that he knows how to help Georgia as he is a seventh-generation South Georgia farmer. He has farmed peanuts, cotton, timber, beef, and cattle. The Republican noted that the next ag commissioner in Georgia needs to be working with their counterparts around the country to ensure the right policies are in place to fight the Biden administration on any policies they put in place to harm farmers. Harper also identified agriculture as a national security concern, noting that you have to make sure the ag industry is protected. If we're not providing the food, the fiber, and shelter for ourselves within our own borders, we're having to rely on somebody else to do that, he said. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to allow countries like China to provide us with our food and fiber and our shelter. I want us to be able to do that for ourselves. And so continuing to put those conservative, common sense policies in place allows us to continue to be able to protect ourselves, be able to secure ourselves, and be able to continue to live in the greatest country in the world and continue to provide the best place to live, work, and raise a family here in Georgia and across America. As inflation is at a 40-year high, Harper, blaming the Biden administration for its poor policies, said Georgians have seen problems at the gas pump and grocery store. We're seeing that in the input costs that we're seeing on the farm. But you're also seeing that when you walk into the grocery store, and you're seeing it with almost $4 a gallon gas. And in this economy and the Biden administration and what they're doing on a day-to-day basis is impacting our number one industry. However, as he is running to be the state's agricultural commissioner, he's currently a state senator. Being a state senator, he said, he can fight the Biden administration on a day-to-day basis. We're not afraid to take the Biden administration to court to fight against those policies that are either unconstitutional or are not implemented in the right way, if it was done through an executive order and should have been done through congressional action, Harper said. And we're going to continue to fight those on a day-to-day basis, and continue to fight for our farmer, our producer, and our consumer in our state and work to keep those costs down. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.